This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, February 25th. I'm Mandla Wellen for The Wall Street Journal. In the pandemic, delivery apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats have been a lifeline for restaurants. But those apps typically charge commissions and delivery fees, which restaurants say put a strain on their already tight profit margins. Now, we report that some restaurants are looking for ways around the major delivery apps. Coming up, our reporter Preetika Rana will join us to discuss what they're doing and what it could mean for the food delivery business. That's after these headlines. We've been talking about a proposal in Australia that would require internet companies like Facebook and Google to pay for news content on their platforms. Yesterday, the upper chamber of Australia's parliament passed the legislation, clearing the last major hurdle to it becoming law. Now, the bill returns to the lower chamber, which could vote on it as early as today. The legislation has been closely watched around the world and could set a new global precedent for tech giants' relationship with media outlets. Meanwhile, Facebook said Wednesday that it would spend at least $1 billion to license news content over the next 3 years. The move follows a similar pledge from Google last year. And we should note here, The Wall Street Journal's parent company, News Corp, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Facebook. And last week, News Corp also struck a 3-year deal with Google to license content from its publications and produce new products for Google platforms. A federal judge knocked down a challenge to California's 2-year-old net neutrality law, setting the stage for the state to begin enforcing the consumer protections. Supporters argue that the law will help protect an open internet and prevent internet service providers from picking winners and losers online. The providers say the rules aren't necessary and that they interfere with reasonable business practices. Barring further legal challenges, the law could go into effect in the next month. And our reporter Drew Fitzgerald says it could have an impact even outside of California.
California is the country's biggest state. It has almost 40 million people. And if there's one thing that these companies, national companies, hate, it's having to comply with a bunch of different rules in different states and raising the cost of their compliance with those regulations. So a state as big as California enforcing these rules means that people living in other states might also enjoy some of those protections.
And President Biden signed an executive order yesterday calling for a broad review of supply chains for critical materials like semiconductors. The Biden administration has been working with the industry to address a global chip shortage as suppliers struggle to keep up with increased demand for semiconductors during the pandemic. White House officials acknowledged that Wednesday's executive order wouldn't fix the shortage, but said that the hope is to help the federal government prevent supply chain issues in the future. All right, coming up after the break, how some restaurants are looking to sidestep commissions from food delivery companies and what that could mean for the food delivery companies. That's next.
Avalara is known as a pioneer in sales tax automation. Since 2004, Avalara has been providing cloud-based sales tax solutions for businesses of all sizes. And with more than 1,000 signed partner integrations, Avalara likely integrates with the ERP and e-commerce systems you use today. Find out how your business can save time and reduce risk at avalara.com/WSJ. That's AVALARA.com/WSJ. Avalara, tax compliance done right.
Okay, so here's an experience you've probably become pretty familiar with in the last year or so. You go on DoorDash or Uber Eats, figure out exactly what you want to eat, you add it to your cart, and then when you go to check out, the cost of your meal has skyrocketed with all the fees and delivery charges. And somehow you're stuck paying $25 for a burger that originally cost $12. On the other side of the process, restaurants have had a similar experience. They depend on apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats to connect them to customers, especially in the pandemic, but have been frustrated with the commission that they charge. And now, some restaurants have been looking for ways to cut out the middlemen, or apps. For more on this, we turn to our tech reporter, Preetika Rana. Hey, Preetika, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so talk about some of the frustrations that restaurants have been bringing up, and what are we seeing them do about it?
Well, restaurants are increasingly pushing back on the commissions that apps charge, not just restaurants. Regulators in cities like New York, San Francisco, Seattle have stepped in to cap commissions because it's really hurting restaurants. With in-store dining shut, small restaurants are relying entirely on delivery, and taking 30% of every single order is really eating into their profits. What restaurants are increasingly doing, and this is ironic, my DoorDash delivery a few weeks ago had a sticker from my restaurant inside the bag saying 20% off if you order directly from us. And I found it interesting because the restaurant was using the same app that it was trying to bypass to get the word out. So restaurants are increasingly driving more volume to their own websites, their own apps. They're enticing consumers with deals, discounts, promotions so that people go directly to them to order. What's also happened is that this push and pull between restaurants and apps have inspired a new wave of online delivery services that are saying, you know what, we're going to give better deals to restaurants. And some of them that we wrote about are either charging restaurants nothing or charging them, say, $1 for every order, as opposed to a 30% commission on the order.
And how do the apps respond to the concerns that the restaurants have about those commissions?
Well, the major apps have said that they have taken steps to help. Early on in the pandemic, DoorDash waived commissions for small restaurants. Grubhub suspended some commissions. Uber Eats has said that it has cut commissions in half for restaurants that are now doing their own deliveries. So the apps are pointing to all these steps that they have taken to cut or waive or suspend commissions during the pandemic. Separately, they've said that we've also given millions of dollars in grants to restaurants to help build outdoor seating. So they are definitely helping restaurants, but I think the commissions are here to stay, especially after the pandemic. And it remains to be seen how this reshapes the landscape long term as consumer behavior evolves and as restaurants think of alternatives to get around these apps and their fees.
Yeah, and let's talk more about those alternatives. You know, you mentioned some of them. Are any of them proving successful so far?
It's unclear if the new host of apps and services that are coming up will ever turn a profit themselves, because even the big apps, Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, aren't profitable. Even during the pandemic, where orders are at an all-time high, these apps haven't been able to turn a profit. The biggest cost in food delivery is the delivery itself. So what some of these new apps are doing is that they're saying, let's eliminate that cost altogether. What some of these apps are doing are driving enough volume to restaurants themselves to make it worthwhile for the restaurant to deliver. So in that instance, the app itself doesn't have any delivery fees or any delivery costs associated. Restaurants set their own delivery fees for the consumer. And what we found is that often they price it lower than, say, DoorDash or Uber Eats, just to encourage more orders on apps that are charging no commissions or are offering better deals to restaurants.
Yeah, and on the other side of that, you know, DoorDash is set to post earnings later today. It's their first report since going public. And as you mentioned, they and the rest of these apps have really struggled to make money, even as the pandemic makes ordering in really popular. What could the rise of these alternative solutions mean for them?
These big apps are already responding. DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub are actually now building websites and apps for small restaurants and acting as old school logistics partners to just deliver the food. So they've taken note of restaurants' increasing wariness, and they're saying, well, we want to keep the restaurants happy, and we're seeing this growing movement by restaurants to drive more orders to their websites. So why don't we build these websites for them? We keep the restaurants happy, but then we charge them a delivery fee just to deliver that order. So that's what they're doing to also keep the business and to also make sure that they're not completely being cut out by restaurants themselves.
So what's the takeaway of all this? What does this all mean for the industry moving forward?
Whether or not this reshapes the food delivery landscape depends on how consumer behavior evolves once things go back to normal. Will delivery continue to make up for a huge part of sales, or will in-store dining return and delivery goes back to being a small slice of business? If delivery remains a big part of business, restaurants might say, okay, it's worth my time to deliver myself. In that case, that might eat into the app's business. If delivery goes back to being a small slice of business, restaurants might say, you know what? Most of our money is coming from in-store dining anyway. It's fine. Even if these apps are taking 30% in commissions, it's fine. It's not hurting me that much. So a lot of this depends on how consumer behavior shifts after the pandemic and whether or not it's still worthwhile for restaurants to invest in delivering themselves.
All right. That's our reporter, Preetika Rana. Thanks, Preetika.
Thank you.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Mandela Wellen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.